Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Hoffa's Shadow, A Stepfather, A Disappearance in Detroit, and My Search for the Truth is a hybrid of memoir, investigative nonfiction, and legal history by Jack Goldsmith. The book centers on the unresolved disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa in 1975 and Goldsmith's effort to reassess the role of his stepfather, Chucky O'Brien, a longtime Hoffa associate who was widely suspected in the case. Rather than offering a simple true crime narrative, the book combines personal reckoning with documentary research, government records, interviews, and legal analysis. Its purpose is twofold: to challenge a familiar public story about Hoffa's fate, and to examine how family loyalty, law enforcement, labor politics, and media narratives can shape historical memory. The result is a serious inquiry into one of the most famous American mysteries, grounded in both public events and intimate family conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a memoir built around one of America's most enduring unsolved crimes, the book is not just about Jimmy Hoffa's disappearance. It is also about how that disappearance shaped the author's life. Goldsmith writes as both a participant in the emotional history and an investigator of the public mystery. That dual perspective gives the book a distinctive structure. The personal story of a son and stepfather unfolds alongside the national story of labor power, organized crime, and official suspicion. This arrangement matters because it prevents the case from becoming a detached puzzle. Instead, the reader sees how a historical event continues to affect identity, memory, and family relationships decades later. The memoir element also gives the investigation emotional stakes. Goldsmith is not studying strangers from a distance. He is revisiting a relationship damaged by doubt, disapproval, and later reconciliation. That tension helps explain why the book has been read as both a true crime account and a family narrative. The case becomes a lens through which the author examines what it means to inherit a contested legacy and to search for truth when the facts are entangled with affection, resentment, and fear. Secondly, why Chucky O'Brien matters to the Hoffa mystery. A central issue in the book is the long suspicion that Chucky O'Brien helped with Hoffa's disappearance, a claim Goldsmith argues is not supported by the evidence he assembled. Because O'Brien was both Hoffa's associate and Goldsmith's stepfather, the question is not only factual but deeply personal. The book explores how suspicion can harden into public certainty when a figure is connected to both organized labor and the mob. Goldsmith does not merely deny a rumor. He examines the evidentiary basis behind it and tries to reconstruct what O'Brien could and could not have done on the day Hoffa vanished. This gives the book its investigative drive. The argument is important because it challenges a widely circulated version of events that appears in popular culture, especially in the aftermath of The Irishman. In that sense, the book is partly a corrective to simplified storytelling. It asks readers to distinguish between cinematic narrative and historical proof, and to understand how reputations can be shaped by inference, repetition, and institutional suspicion, even when direct evidence remains incomplete. Thirdly, a legal scholar's method applied to historical reconstruction. Goldsmith approaches the case with the habits of a legal academic rather than those of a sensationalist crime writer. The book is marked by close attention to timelines, records, interviews, and procedural detail, including a minute-by-minute reconstruction of July 30, 1975 in the appendix. That emphasis on sequence and evidence is not a stylistic flourish. It is the method through which the book tests competing claims. By slowing down the chronology, Goldsmith shows how small inconsistencies, gaps in memory, and recycled allegations can distort a case that has been discussed for decades. His legal background also shapes the tone of the book. He is alert to what can be proved, what can be inferred, and what remains unknowable. This makes the narrative more rigorous than a standard memoir and more personal than a conventional historical study. The result is a book that treats historical truth as something assembled from imperfect fragments. Rather than pretending to solve the mystery completely, it demonstrates how careful legal-minded reasoning can clarify some parts of a case while leaving others unresolved. That restraint is one of the book's defining strengths. Fourthly, labor decline, organized crime, and the changing American state. Although the book is anchored in a single disappearance, it also uses the Hoffa case to examine larger American changes. Hoffa's rise and fall are connected to the broader rise and decline of blue-collar power, especially the post-war era when labor unions had immense political and economic influence. Goldsmith connects that story to organized crime, showing how the Teamsters became a site where union politics and mafia power intersected. But the book goes further by linking the case to the growth of the surveillance state and the methods used by federal authorities to monitor, pressure, and investigate suspects. This broader frame is important because it prevents the story from becoming a private family scandal alone. Instead, it becomes a study of institutions and their incentives. The disappearance of Hoffa is presented as part of a larger American landscape in which labor conflict, federal power, criminal networks, and media leaks all interacted. Readers interested in 20th century American history get more than a crime story. They get a compact account of how power operated across public and private domains. The book's historical value lies in that layered perspective. Lastly, family loyalty, moral ambiguity, and reconciliation without simplification. One of the book's most distinctive concerns is the emotional complexity of loving someone whose life is ethically compromised. Goldsmith does not portray his stepfather as either villain or hero. Instead, he examines how loyalty can persist even when trust is strained and public reputation is damaged. This makes the memoir morally interesting because it refuses easy conclusions about family duty. Goldsmith's reconciliation with O'Brien is not presented as a neat redemption arc. It is shaped by distance, disappointment, and continued uncertainty about the past. That realism gives the book depth. It also distinguishes the book from conventional true crime narratives, which often focus on solving the case at the expense of human relationships. Here, the unresolved disappearance and the unresolved family tension mirror one another. Goldsmith suggests that truth in personal life, like truth in public history, is often partial and emotionally costly. Readers who are drawn to books about family conflict, ethical ambiguity, and the limits of knowledge will find this dimension especially compelling. The book's emotional force comes from its refusal to separate investigation from attachment. In conclusion, In Hoffa's Shadow will appeal to readers who want more than a standard true crime account. It is especially suitable for people interested in American labor history, organized crime, government surveillance, legal reasoning, and memoirs shaped by family conflict. Its main value lies in the way it combines documentary investigation with personal reckoning. Goldsmith does not treat the Hoffa disappearance as an isolated mystery. He places it inside a broader story about the decline of blue-collar America, the reach of federal power, and the burden of inherited suspicion. That combination makes the book more layered than a typical case study and more disciplined than a purely emotional memoir. What distinguishes it most is its method, a legal scholar's careful reconstruction joined to an intimate account of loyalty and estrangement. Readers who already know the public legend around Jimmy Hoffa will find a more cautious and evidence-driven perspective here. Readers who know nothing about the case can still follow the book because it explains both the historical background and the author's personal motive. It stands out for refusing simple answers while still offering a substantial, intelligent, and humane investigation. If you would like to support Jack Goldsmith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.